To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At the Democratic National Convention, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz accepting the GOP nomination for vice president, and in doing so, talked about his decision to run for Congress two decades ago.
So there I was, a 40-something high school teacher with little kids, zero political experience, and no money, running in a deep red district. But you know what? Never underestimate a public school teacher.
Former President Bill Clinton also spoke last night. So did Oprah Winfrey. Tonight, of course, it's Kamala Harris. Sources say independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy is close to dropping out of the presidential race. He is expected to throw his support behind Donald Trump. Rescuers searching the wreck of that luxury yacht that sank off Sicily have found the sixth and final body of those who were missing, but it has not yet been brought up. They believe it's tech magnate Mike Lynch's daughter. This is ABC News. Police in New York are investigating after human bones were found in a Brooklyn park twice this week near the East River. A Hollywood studio apologizing for what showed up in the trailer for a certain director's new movie.
The first full trailer for Francis Ford Coppola's upcoming epic Megalopolis, which is getting mixed reviews, came out Wednesday.
True genius is often misunderstood.
And it featured quotes about his other now classic films, Andrew Sarris from The Village Voice calling The Godfather a sloppy, self-indulgent movie, Apocalypse Now and more also being trashed, the idea being that critics don't get Coppola movies at first, but eventually they're considered masterpieces. Problem is, all the quotes were quickly fact-checked, and they were all fake. Lionsgate is recalling the trailer, saying in a statement, quote, "We screwed up. We're sorry." Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Your streaming lineup may soon include Chick-fil-A. The fast food chain reported launching its own streaming video service this year. Deadline says it plans to focus on family-friendly shows. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A federal judge has rejected Republicans' proposals about counselors at the state's youth prisons. Lincoln Hills Copper Lake schools have been troubled for years, plagued with allegations of staff abusing inmates. After a lawsuit from the American Civil Liberties Union in 2017, guards were banned from using confinement as punishment, pepper spray, and any restraint other than handcuffs. Earlier this year, a guard died after an inmate pushed him to the ground and he hit his head. Republicans wrote to a judge asking for more leeway for guards, but Wednesday, a U.S. District Court judge said no, and if they want to make changes, they need to file more legal motions. And there's a new way for you to check out the water quality in Wisconsin's thousands of lakes and rivers. The Department of Natural Resources has launched the Wisconsin Waterway Explorer. It puts all kinds of data in one spot that staff, volunteers, scientists, and Wisconsinites can all share. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Cards clip the crew.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a 6-4 lead heading into the bottom of the ninth, but Devin Williams allowed some walks. St. Louis able to send it into extra innings. The Cardinals loading up the bases in the bottom of the 10th. Nolan Arenado at the plate. Cover John Fox.
Arenado, deep left. Has he done it? Goodbye! Their backs against the wall. Their season virtually on the line. And Nolan Arenado still with some magic.
The final, the Cardinals 10, the Brewers 6. Game 3 today. NFL concerned for Packers running back A.J. Dillon, who's not practicing after suffering a neck stinger in last week's joint practice in Denver. Dillon had a neck stinger at the end of last season.
We want to be safe and smart. You only get one body, so, you know, thinking about how we can be out there and be as protected.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 10 to 20. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, a little breezy, low of 57. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 79 on Saturday, partly cloudy, 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
98Q Country.
You better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right. When last year's dress is just a little too tight. And anything I do will save and be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, looking better than me. And when I cook him dinner and I burn it like, he better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah.
Let me hear you say, yeah.
on the beach with my sweet Georgia peach. Not a care in the world, just trying to beat the heat. Body like an hourglass, sand on the feet. Can't help but stare, cause I got the best seat. Just when I thought it couldn't get any hotter, you slid on in. Said I'm a little hot and bothered, if you know what I mean. Let's crank it up to 100 degrees. All right. You hit me like fire, shot me like a bullet. Burn me up and down, no way to cool it. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Like a bottle of Jack, straight to the head. One shot, two shot, copper tone red. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Driving south with the drop top down, hair in the wind, Tom Petty up loud. You give me that look, you lick them lips. I said, hang on, baby, better pull over for this. Don't wanna get a DWK. Driving while kissing, they'll put you away. You hit me like fire, shot me like a bullet. Burn me up and down, no way to cool it. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Like a bottle of Jack, straight to the head. One shot, two shot, copper tone red. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Sunshine and whiskey, like a bottle of Jack, straight to the head. One shot, two shot, copper tone red. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine.
This is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
A long-lived cowgirl. Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
Said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me, when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper. I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't. I became a friend would like to have. And And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went three times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity. Think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I love deeper. Dying. To live like you were dying. To live like you were dying. To live like you were dying. To live like you were
off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. 'Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me. Tried every last one of them on heartbreak bottles.
country music playlist.
I feel like a
your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
I was driving through Georgia in late July on a day hot enough to make the devil sigh. I saw a homemade sign written in red, Rhine County Watermelon Festival ahead. I wasn't in a hurry, so I slowed down. Took a two-lane road to a one-horse town. There was a party going on. When I got there, I heard a welcome speech from a small-town man. He said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the water. When the band started playing Watermelon Queen, said, let me show you something that you ain't never seen. She grabbed me by the arm, said, come on, let's go. She dipped down, spun around, and do-si-do. She rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor. She jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled. Beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. She said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Down in Georgia around about July, if you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
I've seen some of you do that. You're pretty good at it. Tracy Byrd there, 98Q Country and the Watermelon Crawl. We've got another nice day today. Yesterday was it perfect? Was it? It was very nice, very nice. More of the same today. We promised you earlier in the week. I mean, the weather people get all kinds of criticism. They say, the weather people are never right. I'd love to be a weather person. I could be wrong half the time. You know, and that was an actual impersonation of you. I've heard you talk about the weather guys. So, I mean, I've been in radio a long time, and I can tell you right now, weather people are probably right about 98% of the time. It's those 2% of the times that you remember when the morning guy says, hey, it's not going to rain today, and then it rains. 75 the high today. We talked Monday about the fact that it was going to be a beautiful week and very little, if any, rain, and that's holding true. The chances of rain... The best chance of rain probably is tomorrow at 30%. 30%. Chance of rain. They just kind of scattered the rain throughout the day tomorrow, so nothing real serious. We're waking up to 58, a little bit warmer overnight than we had the last couple of mornings. Temperatures are going to gradually keep going up. We could hit 90, and we haven't done that. Have we done that yet this year? Last year we had some 90-degree days. It was a hot one. But this year, not so much, but we could see that Sunday, Monday, upper 80s at the very least, and temperatures will continue very acceptable right through the end of the month, with temperatures at least in the 70s, and a couple days are ranging up into the mid-80s or so. If you're looking for some rain, again, you're just not going to get much. There's really nothing above 10-20% until next Thursday. Tomorrow, little bit better chance, but probably not a washout or anything like that. Let's get you updated on this Thursday. What do we got here? The 22nd day of August. Let's get you informed a little bit with our twice an hour news and sports updates.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At the Democratic National Convention, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz accepting the GOP nomination for vice president, and in doing so, talked about his decision to run for Congress 2 decades ago.
So there I was, a 40-something high school teacher with little kids, zero political experience, and no money, running in a deep red district. But you know what? Never underestimate a public school teacher.
Former President Bill Clinton also spoke last night. So did Oprah Winfrey. Tonight, of course, it's Kamala Harris. Sources say independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy is close to dropping out of the presidential race. He is expected to throw his support behind Donald Trump. Rescuers searching the wreck of that luxury yacht that sank off Sicily have found the sixth and final body of those who were missing, but it has not yet been brought up. They believe it's tech magnate Mike Lynch's daughter. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic National Convention roll call was full of cameos, music, and even Lil Jon, but Governor Tony Evers had a tough time getting through his lines. People online had a lot to say, but at least he had a good sense of humor.
Yeah. It was all. I mean, it was a mistake. Life goes on.
On Twitter, Evers used his classic holy mackerel. And fans could buy booze for the first time at UW-Madison's Fieldhouse. The Badgers volleyball squad took on Bradley in an exhibition. This year, alcohol will be sold at most athletic facilities on campus, and they're currently in the middle of that rollout. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, there were a few drinks available for about $12, and they were all a big hit. People who appear to be under 40 have to scan their ID, and no one can buy more than 2 drinks at a time. Alcohol will be sold at Camp Randall for the first time next Friday when the Badgers take on Western Michigan. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. About 3 weeks ago, local Phillips High School teacher Trinity Peschko won the title of Czech Slovak Queen USA. We spoke with her about the event, her feelings on it, and how she feels about having the chance to show more of the culture.
The event itself was just absolutely amazing. It was wonderful going down to Nebraska, being able to compete at the national pageant, and I was just so honored and shocked and amazed and just super, super happy when I found out that I won queen. And now that I've been queen for, about 3 weeks now, I'm just super excited for the year ahead, and I can't wait to start attending events around the country.
This full interview and an article will be available online at 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Cards clip the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a 6-4 lead heading into the bottom of the ninth, but Devin Williams allowed some walks. St. Louis able to send it into extra innings. The Cardinals loading up the bases in the bottom of the 10th. Nolan Arenado at the plate. Cover John Fox.
Arenado, deep left. Has he done it? Goodbye! Their backs against the wall. Their season virtually on the line. Some magic.
The final, the Cardinals 10, the Brewers 6. Game 3 today. NFL concerned for Packers running back A.J. Dillon, who's not practicing after suffering a neck stinger in last week's joint practice in Denver. Dillon had a neck stinger at the end of last season.
We want to be safe and smart. You only get one body, so, you know, thinking about how we can be out there and be as protected.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Duration products and Superdeck stains from August 23rd through the 26th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh. Good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 10 to 20. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, a little breezy, low of 57. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 79 on Saturday, partly cloudy, 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
98 Q Country.
All day.
My country's
station.
The man made a ball.
98 Q Country.
Well, I heard he needed some help on the farm. Somebody with a truck and two strong arms. Not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man. I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work, and that dadgum heat, I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't. Cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. She was just getting home from Panama City. She was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer. The kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind. With that sun beating down on his back of mine. And just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. We got married last spring. Oh, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
AQ Country.
Somebody save me, me from myself. Has been so long living in hell. They say my lifestyle is bad for my health. It's the only thing that seems to help. All of this drinking and smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams. I'm a lost cause. Don't waste your time on me.
life is shattered, my hopes and my dreams.
What if the night sky was missing a moon? There were no shooting stars to use wishing on you. And all of my sorrows, I just washed them down. It's the only peace I've ever found.
All of this drinking and smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time. So damaged beyond repair. Life is shattered, my hopes and my dreams. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life is shattered, my hopes and my dreams.
Country hits of today, classics. Eddie AQ, WCQM, good Thursday to you. Just some birthdays later this morning, about 8:30. Here's Eric Church.
Early Monday morning to Friday at 5, man, I work, 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 but I don't climb, climb, climb. Boss man can shove that overtime up his cane. All I wanna do is put a drink in my hand.
Got that little tattoo playing peeky boo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, feel it. Do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up. I'll throw it down. I got a little hungover, still hanging around. Yeah, that hair of the dog is howling. Hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand.
Hart, Eric Church, and 98Q Country. A little warmer to wake up to start the day here with 98Q. We've got 58, and that means our daytime temps are going to sneak up there a little bit. And by the time we get into Sunday and Monday, we're probably going to see those, we're probably going to see those overnight lows stay right around 60. How about Sunday, the overnight low only is 70. Now, is that Saturday night into Sunday? Because the high Sunday is going to be 87, and we're going to wake up that day to 71, and I'm assuming that's going to involve a little bit of humidity in there, too. I'm reading through the forecast together here. It's right there. Go ahead, read. So, warmer weather coming. I love the cool mornings, don't you? In the late summer and in the fall. I'm not too cool. Careful, let me rephrase that. nothing with a dash in front of it. But you give me a nice northern Wisconsin morning in that 45 to 50 degree range, give or take a couple either way. And I'm there with you every time. I'm there with you every single time. Let's get some, we're going to get to our Kurtz Island Sport Shop fishing update in just a moment. But each weekday morning at this time, we get your day going with some good info. We call it Focus on the Family.
Do you consider yourself a visionary? Well, if you're a parent, that's exactly what you need to be. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Let me tell you about Tom. As a young boy, he developed a hearing problem. It caused him a lot of trouble at school. Tom's mind constantly wandered, making him disruptive in class, which frustrated his teachers. They considered him, quote, stupid, restless, and a slow learner who asked far too many questions. All in all, his public education was a complete failure. If that were your son, I'm sure you'd be concerned. But would you give up hope? Would who your son was at that moment paralyze you from helping him move forward? It happens to some parents. It's a tragedy when it does, because your children need you to see them for who they can become, not just what they are. Let me finish Tom's story. His mother removed him from school and taught him herself. Despite his learning struggles, or maybe because of them, Tom turned his habit of asking questions into discovery. By the time he died at 84, Tom had hundreds of inventions to his name, like the phonograph and the electric light bulb. That's right, the quote, stupid and slow learner was none other than Thomas Edison, one of the greatest inventors of all time. So if your children have hit a rough patch, don't lose hope in what they are. Look for who they can become. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs. From mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Let's find out what's going on out on the water. Our Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report.
This is Dave with your weekly fishing report from Kurtz Island Sports Shop in Minocqua. Following a couple of lousy days last week, fishing picked back up with the arrival of some stable weather. The cool down hit the bite surprisingly hard considering it wasn't major. Water temps dipped below 70 degrees by Friday, only to return into the low 70s by Sunday. Largemouth bass is doing okay to good. Action returned as water's warm. Largemouth holding on outside weed edges of 8 to 14 feet, taking tube jigs, wacky worms, swim baits, and small hair jigs. With waters warming, expect the topwater frog bite to return. Active fish will be back to smashing whopper ploppers and buzz baits by the weekend. The high temps are expected in the 80s. Smallmouth bass is doing okay to good also. Liking the warm-up, drop-shotting craw imitations, Gulf Alive minnows or leeches over rocks and gravel humps along coontail edges of 14 to 18 feet that has sandgrass pockets outside. Ned rigs with Ned craws also worth trying. Bluegill is doing good too. Suspending outside weed edges 10 to 16 feet. Tiny tube jigs tipped with waxies or small leeches. Watch for the flying anhatch to happen soon, which will make for some fun topwater action. Nice steady forecast in the mid-70s until Saturday, which then will have a late summer scorcher that's going to go all the way into the 80s. Expect some good topwater action for largemouth, smallies, and muskies. Perch and walleye and gill action should improve also. Typically a quiet weekend with school preparations leading to a lull of activity on the lakes. This is Dave from Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Good luck, anglers.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Hi, I'm John Schrader, and I'm running for Fifield Town Supervisor in the recall election on August 27th. I would like to restore the integrity of the Township of Fifield Supervisor position by conducting the truthful and honest business. I would like to see your tax dollars better spent on roads and the fire department. We must not tolerate or accept leadership that will jeopardize or abuse the town supervisor seat. Do your part to restore trust in the town of Fifield government by voting for me, John Schrader, in the August 27th recall election for town of Fifield supervisor. This message has been brought and paid for by me, John Schrader, for Fifield town supervisor.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
This is great.
Oh, that's so great!
Great! It's the best radio station.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just to say we did, just to feel alive.
I love it.
I love it.
I just love it.
98Q Country.
Well, I was raised in a sophisticated kind of style. Yeah, my taste in music and women drove my folks hag wild. Mom and Dad had a plan for me. It was debutantes and the symphonies. But I like my music hot, like my women wild. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Tight and their hair is dyed. through my cruise. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. I should have seen the looks on the faces of my dad and mom when I showed up at the door with a date for the senior prom. They said, well, pardon us, son, she ain't no kid. That's cocktail waitress in a Dolly Parton wig. I said, I know it, Dad, ain't she cool? That's the kind I did. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and I'm too much rouge. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. I like my women just a little on the trashy side. I like them sweet, I like them with a heart of gold. Yeah, I like them brassy, I like them brazen. Well, they say that opposites attract. Well, I don't agree. I want a woman just as tacky as me. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and a too much rouge. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women and I like them on the trashy side.
Keep spinning and yes, I'll turn myself.